Total Tuscany Podcast, number 54. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice from TotalTuscany.com, joined once again by my co-publishing partner, Mr. Pat Campagna. Good morning, Pat.
Travis, great to be in the studio today.
Talk
a little Tuscany.
It's always fun to talk Tuscany. It's fun to talk Italy. And if you've been dreaming about Tuscany, we have the experience for you. Go right now to TotalTuscany.com and check out the Total Tuscany experience we have scheduled for October 7th through the 14th. You can join me and Pat in Tuscany. Sounds like a great trip, doesn't it? Check out the itinerary. Check out the pricing structure. It's limited availability. We only have room for up to 8 total people or 4 couples. Couple trips sold already, so there's very limited room. We'd love to have you along with us. Again, for more information on our Total Tuscany experience, go to TotalTuscany.com and check out the itinerary and everything that comes with this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity if they've never been to Italy and Tuscany to let us do all the planning. Everything from the time you land to the time you leave is taken care of for you with lots of freedom.
Yeah, and that's what it's structure with freedom. And we're going to be in Florence. We're going to be in Montepulciano. We're going to be in Cortona. We're going to be in Siena. And it sounds like you're going to hit a lot of places, but trust us, you're going to have time to relax. And the villa that we have that is in the Tuscan countryside is absolutely amazing. It's an experience you will not want to pass up. Get on it now at TotalTuscany.com. But Pat and I understand that not everybody wants to go in maybe a small group or even a large group. And that's when you say, okay, I'm just going to go to Italy by myself with my wife, or I'm going to take my wife and my kids. What do I do? And, you know, we can answer some of those questions, but there are other people who specialize in such excursions and adventures. And today's guest is one of those people.
Yeah, this is a unique, very unique tour operator, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Annie Ogile is from Minnesota. Now, she ended up in Rome, and she's now running a business. Believe it or not, she ended up in Italy by not chasing a man, but chasing a dream of living in Italy. That's what's great, because as you'll hear in her story, she has the roots, the origins that make her fit in really well in Rome. But she also understands what, more specifically, Americans want when they travel to Italy and are looking for an experience of a lifetime. And that's why her website is called Personalize Italy. PersonalizeItaly.com is the website. And Annie joins us today on the Total Tuscany Podcast. Annie, Personalize Italy is your website and your business. But before we get into how you have personalized Italy for people, tell us how you, a Minnesotan, ended up in Rome, Italy.
Well, I am Italian by origin, Italian and Lebanese. My parents were both born in the United States, but I grew up with the Italian-Lebanese culture. And when I went to the University of Minnesota, I needed to choose a language, so I chose Italian. And I was studying Italian and fashion, so I was lucky enough to do a study abroad program in Milan. And that's when I really fell in love with the culture and the people and the language. Not a man, or else the love affair wouldn't have lasted that long.
But you know, that's how it works, though, right? Most people go there, fall in love with a man, and then they end up staying.
I just didn't do that. I was just so intrigued by the people, the Italians, the Italiani. And so when I was there, I just was, you know, totally submerged in the culture. My roommates were all Italian. I was speaking Italian, you know, 24/7. And so when I got back to the States, I mean, I eventually moved to New York and worked in fashion and all those things, but I always knew that I would move to Italy. I was one of those girls, oh, one day I'm going to move to Italy. And everyone was like, yeah, whatever. And then I turned 30 and I said, listen, I better go now. It's now or never. So I went to Rome.
And take it from there. How did Personalized Italy start? When you moved to Rome, were you thinking about something like this, or where were you headed?
Well, when I moved to Rome, at that point, I was working in TV and film production, and I knew it was going to take a while to break into that field, as you know, it's a difficult field, even if you have contacts. And so I said, well, what can I do? I speak English, so I can find a job easily in tourism. So originally I worked for another company, that did these large consolidated groups of high school students from the US, Canada, and the UK. And I call that kind of my tourism boot camp. And I did that for about a season and a half. And then I was like, ciao, see you later. And I started up my own business because I was just like, I'm too old for this, you know? And so then slowly I started, you know, opening up Personalize Italy.
You know, and isn't it weird? I don't want to call it weird, but it's funny how people really want that personalized experience because I think they're intimidated by just planning their own tour. And they're looking for that personalized, really custom-made experience when they make an investment, when they make the decision to go to Italy.
Well, you know, what I found out since my first, you know, experience in tourism was large consolidated groups, I knew right away that I did not want that. I wanted only private. I wanted to offer only private and personalized experiences in Italy because that's when you really can like dive deep into the culture. We always say, get under the skin of Rome, you know, tour with a local, go see authentic neighborhoods and all of that. And so we do everything except plane tickets. So the moment you land in Italy, we take care of you. As far as I'm concerned, that's the way to go.
Is there a group size, Annie, that you're dealing with or a max limit?
No, you know, because everything is private. So, you know, right now I'm working on an itinerary for a family of six, parents and their four adult children. It's their 30th anniversary and they're going to be coming to Rome and Amalfi Coast. And so, you know, those clients are six. Sometimes it's two. Sometimes it's four. Typically, we don't go over 12 just because, you know, it's rare when big groups of people are traveling together. You know, it's families or honeymooners or couples or things like that. We do not do any groups. We do not mix clients together.
You know, and you started in Rome, but you've branched out to Naples and the Amalfi Coast. You've gone to Florence and Tuscany. You have a Venice. So do you cover pretty much the entire country?
Well, you know, when I first started, my company was called Rome and Tuscany Tours because I knew Rome and I knew Tuscany. So my dad and I were like, oh, well, what should we call this? And I'm like, I know Rome and Tuscany. He's like, okay. So he went online. He's like, oh, Rome and Tuscany Tours is available. I said, okay, great. Well, then over the years, since I've been doing this for 10 years, you know, I started branching out. And then it became Naples and Amalfi. And then it became Venice and all these things. And so, you know, we had to change our name. And we chose Personalize Italy because it's exactly what we do. We don't do the entire boot. But we're real experts in Rome, Amalfi, and Tuscany. So that's what we focus on.
You know, when you first started 10 years ago, did you ever reach a point, and take us through that business aspiration, where you're like, oh my God, what did I get into? And then once you got that first client, did things just, I'm willing to bet getting the first client was probably the hardest part.
You know what? It wasn't. Because the reason why I opened up the business was because when you move to Italy, everyone wants to come see you,
true,
right?
Yep.
So your parents, your siblings, your friends, you just have this influx of visitors all the time. Well, then it became friends of friends and friends of cousins and then colleagues from my former careers. And I just said, you know what? I got to start charging these people. So that's what I did. So I just started my business offering the things that I personally did, like walking tours or taking them to go have a dinner at an authentic trattoria or, you know, eventually scootering Roma because I had a scooter. And so the business was born very, very organically.
What was the most challenging part of hatching this business?
You know what? The most challenging part of doing business in Italy when I first arrived is because I came from a very specific industry, video, TV, and live event production. It is very precise. You know, there's no question marks, no loopholes, things like that. And so, and I was a production coordinator, producer, so I was used to systems and teamwork and all of that. And when I came to Rome, I'll never forget the first time someone said, "Ci penso io," which means I'll handle it. And I believed him, but he never did it. And so what I had to learn was how to collaborate and work with these Romans. At that point, were Romans. And when they meant some, when they said something, it meant this, and how I could, you know, get information from them, because Italians are low context communicators. So they give very little information out in small doses. Meanwhile, Americans are high context communicators. We tell you everything from the beginning, you know? And so I had to learn how to really work with the Italians. Everything else was fine. I could organize and find the people, but this relationship with the Romans in particular, I had to learn how to make that work.
I wonder if we're high context communicators because of all the therapy we've all been through.
You know, we're high context communicators because we just want to know all the details and information. You know, like, knowledge is powerful. I totally get that. But now that I've lived here for so long, I am turning into a low context communicator as well, because I can tell you lots of things, but in, you know, in a 24 hour span, those things might change, or we might not end up meeting for a coffee, or et cetera, et cetera. So now I think I'm a mix of the both.
When did you notice yourself making that switch?
The more I worked with Italians, because I had to really roll with it. You know, I had to, I couldn't, if I was uber American in my work style, when I was dealing with my suppliers, okay, I didn't get good results. I can be really uber American with my clients because that's what they want. That's what they're hiring us for, you know? Mm-hmm. So then when I met my partner, Giovanni, who's Italian, it was just the perfect mix, because he's 100% Italian, but he's trilingual, and he has a very American sensibility with his approach to work. And so we can be very American in the office and the emails with the organization of the tours and also leading the tours. But he helped me learn how to play this game with the suppliers. What to say, how much to say, when to say it, all those things. And so now I feel like I'm pretty good at it.
So since you've been able to blend these two communication styles, how does this how does it really look for a family of six coming over? What does that allow you to do, other than to call it personalized? What does that allow you to do for these people that other operators are not?
Well, since it's personalized, you know, and I'm an American and my partner's Italian, you know, we have this great mix of providing them, you know, organizing our itinerary and all of that in a very American sensibility as far as timing, efficiency, giving them all the information they need, et cetera, et cetera. But since we're also half Italian, we have an amazing contacts. We can get you even deeper into the culture via the locals. We have 10 years under our belt all over Italy. So we have connections in, you know, maybe some of the oddest places, you know, a bakery, a pizzeria in Naples, you know, a private boat tour around the island of Ischia, whatever it is. It's just this nice blend. And I think it's also my personality and Giovanni's personality. You know, our clients, we talk on the phone, we do hundreds of emails, down to the exact detail of what they want. And so you can only do that if it's private and personalized, because once you go with the group, you don't have a lot of say. if you're one of six people going to the Vatican. But if it's just you and your husband, you know, I can make it any way you want within reason.
Now, are you with people on their excursions, or do you plan them and just accessible if they need you?
Well, in the beginning, it was kind of, I was a kind of a one woman show. And then I met Giovanni and we started this adventure together. And so, yes, sometimes I might lead a walking tour, or I meet a client at a hotel and, you know, welcome them. We have, you know, a little orientation meeting and I do the map and things like that. Or I might take a day trip with them. So Naples or Amalfi. But, you know, I do that less now because there's just so many other things we need to do. But with under the umbrella of Personalized Italy, we have Scuderoma, and that's our Vespa Tours of Rome. And so during high season, you will find Giovanni and I on the Vespas with clients scootering all around because we're very busy. We have a squad of Vespisti. A Vespista is a person that's very deep into the Vespa culture. So we have a great group of guys leading our tours as well. But when it's, you know, when it's high season and we have 30 clients on the Vespas, you know, Giovanni and I are out there leading tours as well.
How important has it been for you to find great local staff to help with the tours and Lazio or down at Naples? How have you been able to find those people that you trust to handle these personalized tours?
Excellent question. I always say Giovanni and I are as good as we are. We have our success only because of the people that work with us. And that is 100%. For example, Scuderoma. We have a large squad of Vespa drivers. We are a total of 7 tour leaders. So a tour leader is the person that leads the commentary. It has taken us years to find these guys. You know, that they speak English well enough, that they have a great personality, that they come on time, they're dressed well, they have a great Vespa, they know how to deal with the clients, all of that. It's been years of training and mentoring and really leading them. And that is the most fulfilling part of my job. Absolutely.
And I would agree with you on that, because with the tour that we have, we bring couples over to Tuscany. And if it wasn't for the relationships that we've established each and every time going back, it wouldn't be possible to put together the excursion that we put together. It, like almost all businesses, it comes down to relationships.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we work with guides that I met, you know, 10 years ago, Roberta and Sienna. She was a guide I met when I was, you know, hauling all these high school students around. And she still leads tours for us. You know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, these local licensed guides that have been working with us for 8, 9, 10 years. And so when we do have a family of 6, I can say, you know what, Irene is going to be great for them at the Vatican. And that's the thing. That's why it's personalized. I sit there and I say, okay, who's going to lead this Vatican tour? And who's going to lead the ancient Rome tour? And that's what makes the difference.
What's been some of the most unique experiences people have asked that you create?
Well, you know, there's always the, it's my husband's birthday, or, you know, we have this special anniversary trip and so I want it to be perfect. You know, and we appreciate those requests, and I think that's when a company like us is very useful, because you're in America and you're going, how am I going to organize this? And it's one of the most important moments in our life. And how am I going to do it, you know? And so they contact us and we give them the options. We really do offer already unique experiences. I mean, the Vespa Tour, for sure, hands down, is a memory maker. People say almost every single time after the tour, it was the best thing they did on their vacation, if not their life, and I'm not kidding. So the Vespa Tour, hands down, is amazing. And we do a lot of really special things. And so, you know, we've had, you know, some crazy requests, you know, maybe people last minute or, you know, they want to take a helicopter from Rome down to Amalfi Coast. And so you have to organize that, or, you know, they want to, the most difficult thing is when the clients want things last minute, because we don't want to say no and we want to fulfill the request, but it can be challenging.
All right, Annie. So would we, 90% of your customers, I bet, come from the United States, correct?
For Personalized Italy, yes. They're all American.
Okay, all Americans.
For Scooteroma, we have a nice mix.
Okay.
Because a lot of people around the world can already drive scooters, or they're used to the idea. And so, you know, we have lots of Australians, North Europeans. Giovanni is a fluent Spanish speaker, along with another one of our guides. So we have lots of clients who are Spanish speakers. So typically with Scooteroma, the client is a passenger. You can only drive your Vespa if you have experience. But typically people from South America and Australia, they already have experience. So they drive their own bikes. It's a nice mix.
I was going to ask you, since all your Personalized Italy clients come from America, have you had anybody famous? Haven't you?
I haven't had anyone famous, really, from that contacted us directly. We've had a few famous encounters when the hotels in town contact us.
Okay.
Because we collaborate with the hotels, and there might be someone famous there, and they want to go and, you know, scooter around or do a tour or something like that.
Can you give names?
Well, actually, one of the most famous persons, they booked a tour, but then they never did it, which was pretty funny, and I was not looking forward to it. It was Justin Bieber and his crew. And they insisted on driving scooters, which we didn't want because it was going to be a mess. But at the hotel, we know really well. And we said, okay. And they said, okay, Annie's going to do it and all of that. Meanwhile, there's like thousands of girls outside the hotel door just waiting to get an eye on him, right? Well, apparently Mr. Bieber went out the night before and stayed out late and canceled the tour. So I didn't have to do it, which I was so excited because I just had this vision of scootering down the street with all these girls and paparazzi, you know, running after us. So, you know, I'm really happy not to do anyone famous, because then we just, you know, mix in with the locals, yeah. And it's great.
Great story. What's the most memorable tour you've given for Personalized Italy that you can share?
Gosh, there's been so many. You know, I really can't. I mean, in the beginning, I did a lot of day trips to Naples and Amalfi Coast when the business was just starting off, and I'd go with my clients every single time. And it was exciting for me because I thought, wow, you know, I'm just this girl from Minnesota and trying to make it in Italy, and now I have these clients and, you know, people that are answering to me, like drivers and guides and hotels and restaurateurs and things like that. It was really fulfilling. I think the most fulfilling thing that I've done recently is that with Scooteroma, we've developed new tours, like street art tour and cinema tour. And the street art tour is really taking off. And I must say, I'm really proud about that because it's a passion of mine. And whenever I can combine a passion of mine and create and make it become work, it's just so fulfilling, you know? And so I'm pretty proud of that street art tour.
So explain to people what street art is. I mean, are we talking graffiti? Are we talking local artists?
Well, yeah, the origins of street art, it started with graffiti and tagging. You know, they're putting their, like, coded names, you know, a lot in New York City and also London. And then it became, from graffiti to tagging, it became stencils. So they're spray painting over these stencils, and then also painting, just freehand painting. And so this has, you know, been going on for decades, and the street art has arrived to Rome, you know, now several years, but it's having this really big boom now. And so since I love street art and I love photography, I love shooting the street art, I said, you know what? I'm going to create a tour, because the street art is located in neighborhoods outside the city center, even farther than our regular classic Vespa itinerary. And so I created this itinerary, and I trained the guys to lead the tour. And what's so great about it is that the street art becomes a catalyst to talk about the socio-economic messages that are, you know, flowing through Rome in these really authentic, sometimes gritty neighborhoods that that clients and foreigners to Rome would never discover. So it's really fun and fulfilling, and they're just blown away by it.
It's amazing. I'm looking on your website, Personalize Italy, and you've got a Vespa tour Rome by night. You've got a foodie walking tours. You've got ancient Rome tours. Is there some aspect of this burgeoning business that you haven't yet developed, but it's kind of on the radar screen?
Well, you know what? This year we're going to launch in Ischia, which is a island. It's near Naples, so it's in the Gulf of Naples. So we have, everyone probably knows Capri, and then Procida, which is a small little island, and then there's Ischia, which I fell in love last year. So we are going to launch there because it's very under the radar, especially for Americans. So we want to propose things that people don't know about. And there is also luxury tourism there. There's health and wellness. There's something for everyone. So that's what I'm excited about, promoting that. You know, wherever I travel, I always look at it as first as me experiencing the city. But then, especially when I'm in Italy, I think, oh, well, how can I make this part of our offering? Because if I like it, someone else is going to like it, you know? And so so we have plans to launch in Bologna. You know, it all depends on the people I work with there. Because I can have a great product, but if I don't have the right person to lead the tour or experience, then I can't offer it.
PersonalizeItaly.com is the website. The personalized experience, you're hearing it right here from Annie. She's a joy, and Annie, was informative. It was entertaining, and we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day to visit with us and talk Tuscany a little bit, and also talk Personalized Italy. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I hope to see you in Rome soon.
Very good stuff there, Pat.
I really like the concept. You and I both know what it means to experience Italy the way we want to experience it, small group, with as much planning or as not as much planning, yeah, as we want. And this is a really cool opportunity.
You know, and Annie nails it on the head, and we've experienced it just in our own planning, is that it comes down to relationships. When you have the right contacts, your experience just becomes that much better because they're going to take care of you. The customer service is amazing. And you can tell Annie really specializes in that and giving that personalized feel. So for more from Annie, go to personalizeitaly.com. It's personalizeitaly.com. If you're looking for more of a group setting and living in the countryside of Tuscany for a week, feel free to go to TuttleTuscany.com. Check out our experience. And there's a daily itinerary there. You'll see what comes with our Total Tuscany experience. And we want you to join us October 7th through the 14th in Tuscany. If you want to follow us on our social media channels, please do so. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are always trying to communicate the most efficient way we can. And, of course, thanks for listening to the Total Tuscany podcast. Pat, I always love talking Italy. It can be Rome. It can be Naples. And, of course, always Tuscany. But anytime you get in that Italian mood, it's a good day, isn't it?
It's a great day.
Please share this podcast and our website with other people you know that are passionate about travel, passionate about Italy, and get on the Tuscany train because We like to ride it almost every single day. For Pat Campagna, I'm Travis Justice. Thanks for listening to the Total Tuscany Podcast.